Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. You're listening to DSRadio.net. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
Well, welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents, and long time no hear from. I apologize. It's been a couple weeks, probably 3 or 4 weeks, actually, since I posted a podcast. And the reason being, well, there's just been a lot going on. A lot has changed in our industry with the insurance that's going on. A lot of things have changed in marketing. And so with all of those changes happening at one time, during a very busy time of our season, it sort of pulled me away from doing a lot of podcast. Since I've spoken to you last, we probably brought on, I'd say, a good 15, 20 new agents within our agency. Insurance laws have continued to change within health insurance. And so getting everybody up to speed in that regards has been very time consuming. So with all that going on, I do apologize for those. I've been getting a lot of emails saying, hey, did you disappear? Where you at? I'm still here, and dollars and cents is still a number one priority to me, or high priority. I won't say it's my number one priority, but it's a very high priority. And so I apologize if you've been missing the show, and it's very humbling that some have expressed that sentiment that they've missed it. So it tells me it's of value to you and that you're getting something out of these podcasts that we do, even though they're only about 15 minutes long. We try to, I try my best to put a lot of good content in it because I know time is valuable. I think the number one way you can honor someone is honoring their time, because that's the one thing that they have in life that they never get back. And so when you take the time out to listen to this, to download this podcast, to consume this content, I want to make sure it is well worth your time. Today, I want to talk to you about the key to success. If I quantified everything down to what makes one person successful and another person unsuccessful, what is the common denominator, the key to opening up the potential for greatness, the potential for success, the potential to rise above every artificial cap that maybe you've put on yourself or someone else has that you've believed to become true. You know, in sales and in business, we always are having to compete, but a lot of times our number one competition is with our own mindsets, our own preconceived ideas of the way things are, when a lot of times that's not really reality. And so the number one key to success, I believe, is focus. As an entrepreneur, as someone that can do this or do that, or go in this direction or go in that direction, have this opportunity. See, the reason why you are an entrepreneur, the reason why you are self-employed, the reason why you own your business is because you have this innate ability given by God, I believe, to see opportunity. And as someone who has this keen sense, this extra perception that maybe other people in the marketplace and in your family and your church and your circle of influence, they are missing, is that innate ability to look at life and see everything, whether it be a problem or whether it be some type of successful thing. No matter what you're looking at, you can look at it and see the opportunities that situation, that scenario presents. And as such, that is a keen a sense that I believe God gives certain people, and those people, if they act upon it, they become what we call entrepreneurs, business leaders, self-employed, self-made people that aren't relying on someone else to say, hey, if you do X, Y, and Z, here's your paycheck, and just they're punching the clock, or they're just going through the motions. And I'm not criticizing people that have jobs that are salaried jobs, or they're jobs that provide a great service, but they don't have to create that job. They don't have to create that environment. They don't have to cultivate that culture in order to get a paycheck. See, you as an entrepreneur, you have to. You have to create the environment. You have to create the opportunity. You have to create the variables that is required for success to happen. And with all of that going on, what happens is you see all of this, all of these variable things, or various, I should say, various opportunities. You know, I there's not a day that I don't sit down at my computer and I'm dealing with, whether it be in insurance, whether it be in marketing, whether it be in a ministry that I do, whatever it is, I'm seeing all of these opportunities. And if I'm not careful, what will happen is I will become distracted. I will no longer be able to focus on what it is I have to do that day to be successful. And so what I want to talk to you today is about this thing about focusing, because that is, to me, the number one key to your success. See, I will say that the defining moment in my career is when I learned to develop my own leads, my own business, my own opportunities. I started in a retail business and did really well. See, I worked for a family-owned business, as many of you know, and I made a lot of money selling musical instruments. That's how I got my start. And it was a good experience in a lot of ways, but unfortunately, it gave me a false sense of confidence in this one way. See, I thought because I was doing so well at closing customers when they came into the store that I really knew a lot about marketing, business, and growth. I did not understand that selling and marketing is two different things. And we'll be back right after this. So many people ask me, Terry, does that lead system that you promote on your radio broadcast actually work? And so I thought I would just play a voicemail I got from a very excited agent that just joined our system and is using our lead system to sell life insurance. So here's what he left me.
Hey, Terry, it's Jeremiah. Just giving you a call to let you know what happened with my first appointment. I stopped in to do the appointment. Long story short, I ended up selling 5 policies in one setting off of one lead yesterday. I haven't counted up yet, but even with the holdback, I think my advance on that is going to be at least, what, $1,200, $1,500. So it's more than taking itself. So again, thank you, sir.
So this is an independent life insurance agent in Atlanta, Georgia, that just joined our system and our way of doing business and bought into our lead system just last week. Today is May the 30th, and he came in around May the 23rd. Literally only spent $7 to generate countless leads. And his first lead he went out on today to close the deal, $1,500. He's being very successful with $7. So can you. LeadsByTerry.com.
You're listening to Dollars and Cents. And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
So I think the number one challenge for most salespeople, business people, marketing, people that have to do their own marketing, that is, when they first get into starting an insurance or real estate, or they've started their own law firm or whatever business that you're in, the thing that most people sort of misunderstand is what I misunderstood. I was in a retail store. People were coming in. I was instantly able to build rapport with them. I was instantly able to gain their trust because they could see that I had their best interest at heart. And because I was an expert in the products in the field that I was in, I knew everything about the product they were asking about. So I didn't have that air about me that I was trying to sell them something, but more just trying to advise them and educate them on their choices and the things that are available for them, and then let them make the choice. And so I was able to create a great sales environment. But the thing that I misunderstood until much later getting in and starting my own business is that one key element that I just totally overlooked. I never was responsible for getting that client in front of me. The owners of the store, their retail location, their marketing and advertising of their business, the choices they made by putting it on a major interstate, all of these things gave me the opportunity to then show my skill set. Fast forward years later, I'm my own businessman and I have a similar business, but now it's not retail as much as it is wholesale. I have to go out and find those clients. Fast forward a little bit later, I'm now in the financial industry and the consulting world. And now there is no retail shop that says, Terry Wilson, come to this store. You're not going to see me on the side of an interstate. You're not going to see me a billboard up saying, hey, you know, buy this or buy that from Terry. In other words, I have to come out and find you. That same transition is going on throughout the economy right now, throughout the industries of sales and marketing and businesses. More and more people have not, more and more people, I should say, are not going to retail stores anymore, but they're going to online stores. They're going and buying it from individuals. And so your ability to get in front of people is paramount. And that skill set, it's an art and it's a skill set. And without understanding the distinction first, you're at a loss. And once you start your own business, once you start your own sales career, no matter what industry you're in, the number one challenge I see with a lot of insurance agents that come on in our agency is we give them a wealth of opportunities. We give them a full library of products, services, and sales models that they can use to go out and get in front of clients to help them in their retirement planning, in their financial planning, in their health insurance needs, their life insurance needs, even in their marketing needs. Our agency actually sells marketing services for companies and small business people as well. The same products that we use ourselves to get in front of people, we can turn around and resell to help our clients who are normally entrepreneurs and small business people to grow their business. And so without understanding that distinction between the difference of sales and marketing, people are at a loss. And that's why so many insurance people and real estate people don't understand what the difference between a lead and a prospect. And so they're constantly struggling to grow their business because they don't understand how a proper sales funnel works. They don't understand that there is a process to taking a lead and qualifying that lead to a prospect and qualifying that prospect into a client. And there's three stages to a successful sales process, regardless of what you're selling. It don't matter if you're selling popsicles. You got to first find out who likes the popsicles. You got to first get the opportunity out in front of the people and show them why they need to buy the popsicle. And then you need to qualify them if they want to buy popsicles from you and why they should buy popsicles from you. So all of those things, you know, you've got to have a methodology. You have to have tools and you really have to have training. And so if you're looking for, number one, a list of people that would fit your demographical needs, you can get those at terrywilson3.com. Just go under agent store. No matter if you're an agent of mine, no matter if you're even in insurance, but you can buy list of people that would be demographically filtered. And what do I mean by that? Well, who buys what you sell? Where do they live? What kind of income do they have so they can afford what you sell? Are they male or female? Are they a particular ethnic group? Are they in a particular industry? All of those are what's called demographical filters. And secondly, if they are customers, not businesses, but just individuals, those are customers, are they on the do not call list? Because you'll get in trouble if you call on them. So you scrub that, you can get them for $25 at our agent store. So that's the number one step, finding out who is going to need, desire, and can afford my goods and services. Number two, how are you going to reach them? Are you going to mail them? Are you going to email them? Are you going to call them? You got to have something in place for that. Number three, what are you going to say when you call them, when you're going to email them, when you're going to put a mail drop? All those things you can get at terrywilson3.com. Go under agent store. You need some consulting work to help, we're there to help you. Till next time, this is Terry Wilson. Talk to you later. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to dsradio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.